Good morning. 7:20 a.m. 7:20. 72 degrees. On a blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And yeah, it's I'm panting from the heat. That western reach with the sun on my back, and of course I'm wearing a blue shirt, a dark blue shirt, so it just sucked up every bit of warmth. I'm later than I wanted to be this morning because I had to do I had to bake bread. The bread wasn't ready to bake at 3 a.m. It wasn't ready to bake at 5. It took until 6 o'clock. It was out of the fridge for about an hour before it was really ready to bake, and it benefited from that hour, taking another hour to do the walk first would have been a mistake. So yeah, I'm suffering for my art here, suffering for my bread. It came out exactly what I was hoping for. And the reason that that's significant is that it's a spud water, potato starter, sourdough. Granted, it's I've just seen that two-dimensional plane making a loop here before. Maybe trying to get a multi-engine rating or something. Anyway, yeah, it's all King Arthur bread flour. There's no whole wheat in it. But just getting a starter going that rivals commercial yeast is a big step. I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased. And it tastes good. As much as I can taste it, it tastes good. Unlike a lot of sourdough, it just tastes wrong. Morning. Another old guy walking. So, yeah, I started book two of The Dawn of Mankind, and I'm not disappointed. John Walker and somebody Cooper, I think. The covers are definitely... Yeah, but the stories are very good. They're very interesting. In terms of what the conflict is and how Reeve is handling it. The prose is understated. It is beautifully understated. The conversations happen as much in the gaps as in the words. And that's really, that is really hard to do in text. It's a little easier to do in audio and video, but it's a bitch. I guess that's why they call it subtext. Anyway, I'm enjoying it. It's engaging. Not so engaging that I don't put it down and go play No Man's Sky. I'm slowly chipping away at all of the milestones that I missed on the first playthrough. I have my freighter. I've started collecting frigates. I've got a few. I don't have enough to run full on yet. I have plenty of money. I just can't find the classes of frigate that I need. I need to spend some time. Hunting them down and recruiting them to the ship. More than halfway? Good. Now bugger off. See the coach this morning. Guy walking dog. It's a relatively quiet morning. It was noisy on West 20th, but here in the neighborhood, it's relatively quiet. There's not a lot of wind. Who is this, Carrie? Another day.
Today, I'm a,
that's what I hear. 100,
yeah.
103.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Try to stay cool. That's the quietest truck I think I've ever heard. I've never heard. I wonder if it was an electric. I didn't think it was a Ford. I didn't think Ford was making electric trucks. Probably matters that he's staying under the speed limit and he hasn't got it jacked up or otherwise machismo'd. Lady and her schnauzer. It's Monday. Usually I have an afternoon task on Monday, but that's been put off till tomorrow. And may well be rescheduled permanently after that. We'll see how it goes out. I don't know what's going to happen. Never do. One day at a time. I'm glad I got some shade here because it's getting hot fast.72 in my backyard when I got up at 5 before the sun was up. And I don't know how much of that is retained heat because of where the temperature gauge is. It's picking up residual heat from the sun or something. But yeah, I wish I had gotten out here and walked at 6 o'clock instead of 7. That would have made a bit of a difference anyway. I wouldn't have had the sun to deal with. So anyway, let's see. No Man's Sky, Baking Bread, Dawn of Mankind. Spent some time with Roger yesterday. I'm just going to tuck that in. Go over it really quickly and register that. Spend a little more time with Roger. I'm finding Roger quite interesting these days. I'm still not at the binge point, but it is tantalizingly close, I think. I've been saying that for weeks, but every time I don't start binging, something else pops up in terms of what the story needs next. And that's the problem. I know where I want it to go. I know what that looks like. I could probably write the final scene now, which is unusual for me. Come on up, get ready, sit with me. One post. But I don't know what happens next. And that's the sticker. That's the sticking point. Now, cross the street or not? I'm reaching the point here on the Eastern Reach. 23rd Street Road. Yeah, it looks cooler on the other side, but not a whole lot more. It's not that bad here. The sun is still far enough to the south, to the north of the east line. This street runs almost due east, east-west, and the sun is still north of that. So I still got a good amount of shade. It's cool too. Oh, that was good. Okay, that's popular this morning. Metal grinding before 8 o'clock. So I got my Blues is a Truth fix this morning. Yesterday, for some reason, it was not downloaded. In spite of the fact that I had downloaded 3 episodes the day before. The operating system is doing something funky. with apps. It installed a whole bunch of apps yesterday. I reset the phone, restarted it, and it said, new apps downloading. And I was like, dude, I just uninstalled these yesterday. I just took these out. I don't want those apps. It tries to put all these crappy games on my phone, and I'm like, why? No. Do not want. I don't need crappy games on my phone. I have books on my phone I can read. I don't need to play a game on my phone. Old. Every time I forget and look up something on my phone, it goes to Google. And I get this stupid AI summary before I actually get any responses. I'm so unused to it because I use the no AI DuckDuckGo search engine. So it never shows up. I never see it on my computer because I also use LibreWolf. So I have to reset a lot of stuff because it throws away cookies. It throws away tracking. It does its own level of nope on a lot of content, including some problematic websites that need Chrome or a Chrome derivative like Firefox to operate, which is like, really? And like the government agencies, it's like, oh, shit. So if I want to check on Medicare, Social Security, something like that, I have to go through Firefox. I tried Vivaldi back in the day. I wonder if Vivaldi is... I know Anita uses Vivaldi. I had Vivaldi when I was getting into Mastodon for the second time back in 22. It's a lot of sirens going this morning. I don't know what's happening. Now, I used Vivaldi back in the day. And then when I realized that they automatically created a profile for you on their own tame Mastodon instance, it was like, I didn't ask for this. I'm going to give it another chance. This next bit is going to be hot. I'm coming up to the end of the end of the street. I'm going to have to turn north here in a minute. And I got no shade until I get to the big cottonwood tree in the park. In theory, it's still recording. I'm not even going to look, because if it isn't, I've screwed the pooch and it doesn't matter. And if it is, then I'm golden and it doesn't matter. It's a lot of water running in that ditch. Lawn irrigation runoff. That's a fire truck. I really like to hear a fire truck on days like this. heard an ambulance earlier. All right. Hello, Park. Two spiny white poppies, prickly white poppies, glowing in the sunrise. See a patch of milkweed out there. I've got a patch of milkweed growing where my Mugo pine was. It's in a most inconvenient place. I don't know if it'll attract butterflies or not. Oh, there's some poppies. Is that poppies or is that dandelions gone to seed? It's kind of late for dandelions. I think they're poppies. You go, girl. A lot of grass turning brown. Oh, this intermediate wheat grass is, it's ready to be picked. I'll have to get out here with my clippers and an envelope. Snip off a few dozen heads. Oh, here comes a lady with her little dog. Saw her the other day. Yesterday, I guess. Good morning. Watch out for werewolves. Ah, made it. Back in the shade. Out of the sun. I can go in now and take shelter until I have to make a grocery run. Later, I gotta wait till the wife gets up. I can make a grocery run. And then pull in all my extremities, hide away in a nice cool cellar, and let the day unwind as it will. But at the moment, I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but it's a 3-day. The day after isn't, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.